Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's coming
up, and the world is in their hands. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs become and do the role of being an entrepreneur. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything look good. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Gene. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Just another night in radio paradise, right?
Well, if you're ready to go, I'm ready to rock it.
Let's do it.
All right. So for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so, Mr. Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea in terms of what the show is all about. I'm not sure if you can see this number that's in front of us, but the number is, in case you'd like to call, the number is 727-441-3000. You can see that on YouTube, but unfortunately, we can't see that just yet on Facebook, and so possibly we'll get that ironed out. But anyway, in case you choose to call, the number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Anyway, tonight's show, I thought about something that we haven't covered in a long, long time. For all of you wannabe entrepreneurs, and I thought of, who do you need to be in order to become an entrepreneur? So I'd like to have you just think about that. How to become an entrepreneur being you? Because there's no other you on the planet. So your thoughts, your ideas are all coming from you, and what makes you, how do you become you in order to be the entrepreneur that you would like to be or thinking about being? Anyway, so I put together 5 tips for how can you become an entrepreneur to be you. Anyway, so if you look at me, I'm just being me. Okay, hopefully you can see me. Because the camera's there. Hopefully you can notice my speech, my color. You can guess at my age. You can guess at how I look today. Sometimes I have on a tie to meet that audience. Sometimes I have no tie to meet the regular audience. And sometimes I joke around, and sometimes I'm dead serious. But I'm just being me. So anyway, I'd like to have you think about you just being you. Anyway, five tips that I'm going to go through that make sure you don't try to be somebody that you aren't. Because the bottom line is we see you. And on another show that I have that's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, which comes up after this, but there's a little clip that we play that says, we see you coming, we see you going, we see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that.
But that's also to the point, it's an old adage, is that first impressions always make the best impressions. You get one opportunity to make a first impression.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
Because you might present the wrong impression and...
Well, that's the thing, you only get one shot to make a good first impression.
True.
And that comes, like you said, before you even open up your mouth.
Right, but okay, you and I know that, but some people pretend to be somebody that they aren't.
Okay.
Which means that's what we think you are until you wind down to become you. Then all of a sudden somebody will say, you've changed, and reality is you have, because you presented something that didn't really represent you that you could stand behind. Anyway, so just something to think about that.
All right.
In terms of being an entrepreneur, but we see you anyway. So I got five tips that I want to cover just for you to think about. How do you become an entrepreneur? The entrepreneur is just a word, you know. So how do you be who that word says that you should be? And how do you understand how to represent that word? Because it's going to represent you, your company, your business, and whatever it is that you're trying to do to find or build the customer relations, all that sort of stuff. And so I'd like to have you think about, how do you be you and be an entrepreneur? Because there are millions of people out there that are just being themselves. However, they have great ideas, they have solutions for people, they have all sorts of things that they are able to get just being themselves. And so that's what I'm going to talk about, is how can you be the entrepreneur just being yourself. So I'd like to have you think about that, but I think we have a clip. I'm not sure if we played that little clip.
We played both clips at the beginning of the show, like we always do.
All right. So anyway, so my memory's slipping up on me.
That's it. That's okay. It happens. But, you know what I think's doing it? I think it's the summer heat that's starting to affect you. It's too hot outside.
That's possible. I can go with that excuse.
Yeah. That's our story. Anyway. We're sticking to it. It's so hot here in Florida. It's not so much the heat. It's the humidity that's driving everybody bonkers.
Okay. Well, so let's just say I'm going bonkers tonight.
All right. But it happens to everybody.
Just for the first 5 minutes of the show.
All right.
But anyway, so what's going to happen is we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. But when we come back, I'm going to go into five tips for you just to be you as an entrepreneur. And we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And as an entrepreneur, you probably already know that if you are one. And if you're just beginning, guess what? It's going to get tough. And expect it to be tough because that lets you know you're learning. It's still tough for me because I'm still learning, trying to be me and sell my idea or product or service, whatever it is that I have, just like you. Anyway, but I put together these five steps. I'm going to tell you what they are, and I'm going to go back and kind of break them down to a little bit. Anyway, the five steps, there may be more steps, but I put together five steps. But number one is networking. Number two is speaking. Number three is showing up. Number four is branding. And number five is what do you need or looking for? Okay, those are the five tips that I wanted to share with about you being you as an entrepreneur. Okay, are you becoming you? Oh. Okay, so I'm going to start out with networking. Networking is a must. Okay, networking means that you've got to get around people and be visible. Okay, people got to see you, whether they see you in person. It's always best to do it in person. Anyway, but I'm going to suggest is do as much as you can in person. If you can't do that, do what I'm doing. Get in front of a screen so people can see you. But become very aware all they can see is half of your body. They can't see all of you. So that's the reason I suggest that you show up at various places in order to tell people who you are and listen to the other people tell you who they are, which means you got to be visible. You got to be visible in your community. You got to be visible online. You got to be visible as much as you can because you're representing you. And we won't know what you do or trying to do until you tell us. Okay, so networking becomes key. Because you must be visible to get anything done so people can choose if they want to work with you or not once they know who you are and what it is that you're trying to do. Anyway, so in order to do that, there are lots of networking groups in most cities. There are lots of entrepreneur groups going on in other cities. Many of the colleges have entrepreneur-type programs, and so you can find out where do people meet that are doing what you do, or where do people meet so you can tell them who you are and what it is that you do, which leads to the second tip. Okay, but that's speaking. I'm gonna get back to that in a second. But it's important to know because you must begin to tell people who you are, and so that they can see you. Now, the bottom line is they see you anyway. But I want to stress that. But definitely try to do it in person because all you can see is a screen is a headshot. You want people to see all of you because they're going to see all of you sooner or later. And so the best way to do that is try to do that first so that they know who you are and get a chance to start checking you out the same way you check out other people. Okay, but you can't get checked out unless you are out in your community, or you go somewhere, you go to meetings in order to talk to other people. Just going to sit down and listen is not networking. Okay, networking is talking to people. Anyway, so there, it's talking to people. It's asking people, who are they? It starts out with a hello, who are you, and what do you do? That type of conversation. Followed up by, or somebody's going to approach you and say, who are you, what do you do? But it starts by a welcome in some sort of sense of just telling people who you are, learning to introduce yourself. And the reality is when you show up in front of them, they probably already looked at you and checked you out. That's impossible to do on a computer screen. Anyway, so I'm suggesting do your networking in person. It starts with wherever you start. Okay, it could be starting in your local community, could start in your church, could start in some organization that you're involved in, but start telling people who you are and what are you doing, want to do, and like to do, because you're not going to do it alone. The worst thing you can do is to try to do it alone, because it won't work. Anyway, I'm saying that kind of bluntly because you need customers. So the best way to get in front of customers is to get in front of them. Tell them who you are, what are you doing. But others are going to be getting in front of you, probably telling you what they do. And so you got to pick up the habits, especially from the ones that are willing to share with you how to do it or how they've done it. Because they're not you, so you've got to develop some things that allow you to introduce yourself to people, where people begin to know you or they want to know more about you. So that's the purpose of networking, not trying to tell them the whole story. The purpose of networking, see if you can get a follow-up conversation. Okay, have some time for discussion. But anyway, so getting back to one of the five, of just becoming you as an entrepreneur, it starts with networking. It starts with you telling people your idea or what you would like to do and getting used to saying it, and try to say it consistently so that your word is what people are hearing. People are hearing the same thing. Now, as a beginner, it's okay to change the words up, because the other listeners will help you if you ask for help. Okay, or if you tell them you're just beginning, because we all started that way. Anyway, so that's number one. Wow, the time is flying by.
Well, you can't beat it if you got good material, Gene.
Well, I don't know. It's going by too fast. Do we need to go to a break, or can I keep going?
No, you still got a few minutes. We'll go until 6:30.
Okay. All right, the second tip is speaking. So speaking involves the words you use and how you use them and the expressions. Just keep in mind, we're looking at you. I know you're looking at me in front of this mic. Thank goodness it's not a close-up, but in some cases I wish it was a close-up, because you need to get in front of people. And so the first is speaking. You got to begin to tell people who you are and your background, as far as how do you get to where you are now, and any type of experiences that you've had getting to who you are now. Because people want to know who you are. So tell them who you are as far as your background of things that you've done. Now, I'm going to mention one thing that some people say. Okay, some people tell people their background, which is totally different than telling somebody your background or trying to meet qualifications, like for a job. Okay, your background is what you have done. Okay? Which means you don't really need to mention your credentials unless asked, because your credentials have nothing to do with your performance. And so you're at a point to where you performed to a certain point to where you want to start your business. So telling people your background in a fairly short time period, I suggest 90 seconds. Now, the reason is because they can only retain so much. So you want to stop and ask a question or make sure they got the first minute and a half before you go to the second minute and a half. Now, since you're speaking and you're telling your background, it's a two-way street or a three-way street. It's you telling the others who you are and being willing to hear who the others are telling you who they are. Anyway, so that involves speaking. And in your speaking, it's based on the words you use that we hear. It's your mannerism. It's the way you present yourself. We can tell whether it's authentic or whether it's canned or not. Because a lot of people say canned stuff, which is not authentic. But I'm going to suggest be as authentic as you can be, because you want people to know who you are and your background and what is your idea that you are trying to now turn into a business. Now, one of the things that I didn't say that kind of falls into this, but you need a story. If I can clarify, you need a story that you can take people down a path to let them know where you've come from and where are you now. Because that has a lot to do with who you are and whether we're going to choose or not that we want to hear more from you. Don't expect anything the first time, other than telling people who you are, finding out what they do and what you do, but it involves speaking. Now, obviously, there are entrepreneurs that can't speak. They use sign language. But those are exceptional things. But there's a way of speaking in many ways that's not necessarily using words. So
it's body language. That plays in a lot of it, too.
Right, it's a part of it. So all of that comes to you being you. The worst thing you can do is to pretend, and you end up not being the image that you presented.
But that's also a problem with a lot of, not just entrepreneurs, but anybody in general in any working field. They have trouble with communications and being able to get out exactly what they want to say without, how do I put this delicately, without trying to offend somebody or trying to be able to say the right thing for a given situation. Communications is key in any aspect of life, entrepreneurship, employment, whatever. But some people just aren't very good at it.
Well, let me just kind of give you a thought.
Sure.
As an entrepreneur, you have an idea.
Right.
Don't try to be good at anything. Just be yourself. One of the problems we have is people pretend to be somebody that they aren't, and later on they present the real you, and somebody says, you've changed, you're not the person that I thought you were. So those things happen when people pretend to be things that they aren't. So it's the best way you can as far as communicating goes. But it comes down to you being the entrepreneur. Your only job is to get in front of people and tell people who you are so that they see you. Now, how you present yourself, we're going to decide that anyway. Okay, so we're going to decide whether your speaking ability is good enough or not good enough, or your mannerisms, your body language. But your only job is to present you as best as you can, and don't hide anything. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because there's only one you. Anyway, so I'm a prime example. Hopefully you notice my speech isn't steady. Sometimes it gets very good, very clear, and sometimes I kind of flop it up, and then you see wrinkles in my face and all that sort of stuff, because I know you see me.
Yeah, that's the beauty of YouTube and Facebook Live.
Right, and I want to represent all of the people out there, but I'm representing me. But everyone needs to light themselves when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur, because you must get in front of people and speak.
Well, it's not just for being an entrepreneur. Yeah. That's just life in general. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
That's one way to look at it, you know. So
it's confidence. It's confidence. Confidence is key in every aspect of life, whether it's personal life, professional life, whatever. If you're not confident, it's going to be a problem.
Well, think about it. As an entrepreneur,
yeah,
you have an idea.
Okay.
That solves a problem. So it's okay not to be able to say it, because you need others' help to help put it together so you can say it. But that's being authentic. Now, if you were looking for a job, that's totally different.
We'll talk about that in the next hour.
Right. We'll talk about that later. But be yourself. Don't expect to have everything together. Plan to make mistakes and let the other people help you out. Nobody's going to tell you how to talk once they understand how you do talk. But anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. But speaking means in terms of becoming an entrepreneur, between the networking and speaking, they kind of like go hand in hand. You must tell people who you are because they see you anyway. Okay, we have a little saying, like I said before, we see you coming, we see you going. The only thing we don't know is what's going to come out of your mouth. But we're going to take a short break so that I stop running my mouth. And we'll be right back telling you more about 5 tips in order to help you become an entrepreneur just being you. And we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
There is no stopping. Once you begin, you begin. And the only one who will stop will be you. But understand that it comes along in steps, comes along in time. Your only role is to get started because you believe in you, that you have something that could help us, which means everybody else in the world. That's why they call people entrepreneurs. Anyway, so I'm talking about 5 tips for you to be you as an entrepreneur. Just being yourself, not pretending to be somebody that you aren't. Anyway, so I've covered the first thing was networking, the second one was speaking, and the third one I'm getting ready to talk about is number 3. Number 3 is showing up. Okay, being willing to be visible. Okay, being willing to know we're going to look at you. And being willing to just be you, not hiding. I have a great story I'm just going to tell you right quick. I have a good friend that I've known probably 10 years or more now. But the way we met was, and he's an entrepreneur as well, but the way we met was because I made a presentation at one of these job training centers. And I was talking about things that people could do in business. Anyway, so I said, after the presentation, I'm willing to have some of you come up and talk to me. Anyway, so one guy walks up last, and he has a limp, okay, because he had problems with his legs, so he walks up and he has a limp. Anyway, so he looks at me, he says hello and all that sort of stuff. And I said, how you doing? Anyway, he says, you got any tips for me or something like that? And I said, yeah, you got a limp. Anyway, so what happened is the guy standing in front of me, he literally took a step back and said, "Who do you think you are talking to me like that?" And saying, talking about my limp. But anyway, I said, "That's your unique advantage." I said, "We teach our people, what do you have about you that's unique?" I said, "Everybody's going to notice that limp when you walk in." Anyway, so this big smile comes over his face. And we've been friends ever since. But he loves getting in front of public because that's something that he knows everybody's going to see. Okay, so there's no pretending, trying to hide it. Anyway, so that's what I mean by you being yourself, becoming you as an entrepreneur. And so that's what I'd like to have you think about. Because someone else can see what you have done, what you can do, and you want to have something that makes you unique, that makes you stand out. It's important that you discover what it is, but if you ask us, we'll tell you. Because we see it anyways. But anyway, so showing up and getting noticed. So someone can say, "Who's this person? Do you know anything about this person? What do they do?" All that sort of stuff. Because that's what happens in the gossip. Okay, so becoming aware of what you have that is different than all the others. That makes you unique. People will remember that uniqueness. Okay? Yeah. Anyway, so think about what it is that you might have that you might not like about yourself, as if you try to hide it in front of people, when that could be your greatest asset.
Well, I had that problem for the longest time. This has nothing to do with being an entrepreneur, but it has to do with hiding something.
What did you hide?
Well, it wasn't so much hiding anything. It was more so a misconception than anything. As most people would take a look at me now, anybody listening on radio or watching on YouTube or Facebook can't see this because I'm on the other side of the glass here. But I've got a visual impairment in my left eye.
Okay.
I'm partially blind in my left eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And what'll happen is when I'm looking at somebody, mm-hmm. my right eye is looking directly at you. My left eye is looking more in towards my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been able to control that. And mm-hmm. I'm 34 years old.
Okay.
So I've never been able to control that. And I didn't know this until like middle school when somebody actually flat out told me. But for the longest time, people would take a look at me and see my left eye going inwards and automatically think there was something mentally wrong with me to the point where it was affecting my eye. I'm like, "I have no control over that." They're like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, I can't control that."
Well, they go, "Wow, we never knew that." Something wrong with you as well.
But there is. I have a case of ADHD. I legitimately do. I actually have a case of ADHD. But okay. Everybody would take one look at my left eye and automatically think I was mm-hmm. the R word. You know what I mean?
Well, the bottom line is, we see you. There's no reason for you to worry about it because
I never have, and I've had this attitude for the longest time. And for when I was younger, I actually cared about how I was perceived.
Sure.
Now that I'm older and I'm almost in my mid-30s, I stopped caring what people think a long time ago. I'm like, you can see me and perceive me however the hell you want. I'm me, and I'm not gonna. Wow. I'm not. Again, this is related to entrepreneurship as well, but I stopped caring what people think about me a long time ago. If you like me, cool. If not, okay. That's not going to affect me one way or the other. I'm going to be myself as authentically as I can, and wherever it takes me, it takes me. Just run with it.
All right. I have a suggestion.
Sure.
Because I'm glad you participated. How you might look is letting the people know that you see what they see just by telling them what you have once they've looked.
Yeah, sometimes I don't realize I do certain things. I have to have people tell me, and then I correct the mm-hmm. behavior if I see fit to correct it. But, yeah.
But sometimes you can tell people ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they see it. And the worst thing you can do is to hide it because they're looking at you.
Oh, I don't even try to hide. I don't try to hide anything.
You can say, if you're looking, it's because I have this scar. I have this eye, and I know that you noticed. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, like, I don't try to hide anything. What's the point? I'm like, But I talk how I want, walk how I want, say what I want to say, dress how I want to dress. I don't care.
Right. Well,
it saves a lot of time and energy.
Dude, I'm going to put it like this, not necessarily for you, but
yeah.
But you should care because we are the ones that will build you. We are the ones that are going to choose whether we want to work with you, be around you, or
very,
not.
Very true.
Right. So the bottom line is all you've got to do is just be you. We're going to notice you anyway. It doesn't really matter. The difference is when you can talk about you, then you know what they know, and you don't have to use it as an excuse. It's something that you know that you want them to know because they're going to notice it anyway. So it's not any. What happens is a lot of people hide as if we don't see things. And I'm saying as an entrepreneur, you must be visible. So that's just something that, and the reality is, I never said this on the air, I don't think, but I actually have a course.
Okay.
I have a course in a program that's designed for job seekers, but there's a segment in the course that gets each individual to hear what the other people see, how the other people see them without knowing them, and then telling that person what they see, because we see that anyway. And so it's something that everybody goes through in order to hear what we see, knowing you have a different purpose. But we see all of you. I mean, so it's important for you to know what we see. Instead of trying to hide it, use all of what we see to your advantage, provided it's one of those positive things. If not, you want to know what's turning us off. Huh. But that's the way to look at it. But you got to show up in order to do that. Anyway, so number four, as an entrepreneur, branding yourself. Okay, branding yourself, I'm going to say, as a beginning entrepreneur, as you're getting started, at some point in time, you may want to like have a logo for your business. Oh, you may want to put your name or business on hats, T-shirts, stationery, coffee cups, things like that. You may have posters, signs, pictures, business cards, or those kind of cards that are on your cell phone now that identify you. But you need something that you can have that you can give to somebody or pass on to somebody, so now somebody can remember you. Okay, so we can see you, but imagine meeting 100 people. We can see you, but we may not know who else are you. So these are tips that will help you to do that, because it does require a little bit of investment of your time. But showing up is probably the key. The others come along once your business starts to grow. But showing up, just being you, is what we're going to see you before you get to all of those points or all those stages. And so people are going to buy into you based on how you present yourself. All the other stuff comes after. Anyway, so that's just a tip in terms of becoming that entrepreneur. So I'd like to have you think about that. Now, before we go to the last one, I think we'll take a break before we go to that, because that may take a little bit of time. But anyway, so I'd like to have you think about it. I'm talking about five tips for you to be you as an entrepreneur, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Tim. Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. I think some of you want some. I know I like some and like to get some more with help from you out there.
Who wouldn't?
But yeah, money is why entrepreneurs start a business, I believe, plus whatever it is that they are offering to their audience, because they must believe in that product or service and the thought that that would generate some income or some money at some point in time. Anyway, I'm talking about five tips to help an entrepreneur just to become yourself, just to be you as an entrepreneur, meaning not pretending to be somebody that you aren't, trying to learn as much as you can. And I've covered things like networking, meaning getting out into networking groups, specific networking groups that may be similar to yours, or just getting out around large numbers of people, speaking to people. Number two is speaking, telling people who you are, your background, and your experience, so they can get an idea in terms of who's this person standing in front of them. And then the third thing was showing up, meaning being willing to go get yourself out there where everybody can see you. Because the bottom line is they're going to see you anyway. So it's not going to be in how you look. It's going to be what's coming out of your mouth. But you want people to see you. So showing up at events and making yourself out there in your community, that's extremely important as well. And the fourth thing, I talked about branding. How do you create posters, shirts, T-shirts, coffee cups, all those, once you get your business up and running, which gives your business much more credibility and stuff like that. And number five, the last one, which I'm covering right now. Number five is, what do you need or looking for? Okay, most likely, when you introduce to somebody, you tell them what it is that you do, some are going to ask you, what do you need or what are you looking for? Because you're at an event whereby people are talking to each other. And so what are you looking for? Are you looking for partners? Then you need to tell people you're looking for partners. If you're looking for capital, or you're looking for all sorts of things that happen with entrepreneurs. You find partners, you find money, you find capital, you find investors, you find publicity. You can get promoters. You can look. If you say that you're looking for promoters, people that get that like promoting other people, because as an entrepreneur, it's extremely important to build a team of expertise around you. Outside of that, you're going to try to do all of it yourself, which no one can do all of it. But it's key to understanding building a team of team players that want to succeed just like you, and they're good at what they're good at. So anyway, those types of things. Or you may need writers for whatever type of publications you may be putting out there. Definitely, if you're trying to do some writing yourself in your publications, have proofreaders even to read what it is that you put together. So being willing to tell people these are the types of things that you need. You already know the idea you have. You know what it can do for your customer. But what else do you need to help make it work? Anyway, so as you're talking to other people, this is when the authenticness comes up, because they can see that you are looking for other help, of which some may have the expertise that you don't have. And so that's the reason for showing up. You may be looking for committee members, depending on your organization. If you plan to build it that large, they may be looking for people to advise you. Depending on the type of business that you put together, you could be looking for like board members to join your board. Anyway, so things like that is telling people what you need. You may need equipment, but anything that you know that you need, be willing to tell people what you need or what you're looking for, because you never know who knows someone that can help you. And you never know whether the person you're talking to needs you and you need them. In that case, you have the beginning of a winning team because you both need each other. Anyway, so that's just how you can be yourself as an entrepreneur. Not to pretend to be somebody that you aren't, because we can recognize that anyway. And the bottom line is, you can't make us do anything. It's all going to be a choice. And what you want are people who have something that they could assist you with, and they choose to offer it to you. And now, most times it's not going to happen in a first-time meeting. It's going to happen in a follow-up meeting. Okay, so the first step is just getting your face out there, letting people see all of you, and you speaking to them and trying to figure out that if you like to know more, how do you set up that second meeting, or what makes them want to set up the second meeting? Since it's your idea, your business, always important for you to be first to invite. Always be willing to be first. It's okay if they invite you, but if they're aware of being first, that means they're offering something first without you asking. Okay, once you say what you need, that's not asking anybody for anything. That's telling them what you need. Because you don't know who they know, that they can now go share that with somebody else. If somebody says, who's that person? I'd like to meet him, or I didn't meet that person. That's how the networking starts, but it's also a way for you to just be you. Okay? Anyway, so that's what I wanted to share. Is very important for entrepreneurs, people with ideas, just to be yourself, knowing we're going to see you anyway, if you're visible. And if you're one of those kind of people that are trying to present yourself in front of a computer screen, that may work, depending on how much you want to know the person. But the bottom line is, it's important that if you can, you want to see all of the other person as well. Because hiding will come out sooner or later when you didn't have any reason to hide in the first place. And anything physical that you have, the whole world can see it. So there's no need in trying to hide it. They can see it and hear it, so that once you have the confidence, that's not what you're selling. Okay, you're going to be selling you based on your idea, your product, or service. And anyone can have it. So we live in a world where all humans are different. And it's important to know that ideas come from all types of people. Old, young, little children, even people have ideas that could change the planet. Anyway, so it's very important to begin to recognize, how do you just be you, knowing we're going to see you anyway? Okay? Just be willing to show up, be first, be heard, have something to say. And if you think that part of your role would be to get in front of a crowd, then try to get in front of as many crowds as you can, or ask to speak to crowds based on people who have a lot of people around them. Because we need to know, at what stage are you ready to start going to tell your audience what it is that you want them to know. And the more you tell at once, the better off, because this is where all the follow-up begins to happen. And you need to know how well you're presenting yourself. And the best way to do that is just start presenting yourself. Let us tell you what we see, and learning to say thank you for whatever we tell you, especially if it's something you don't want to hear, because that's what you need to know. And so be very, very open to hearing what some people call criticism. I would say it's the best thing you could hear when someone's trying to help you, is talking to you about you. All the people who don't want people to talk to them about them, I think you're missing the ball, since we see you anyway. We're only choosing to tell you what we see, and you need to know what we see, because in many cases you can use all of that to your advantage instead of hiding. But anyway, so that's all I wanted to pass on, is as becoming an entrepreneur, just be you. Don't be somebody that you aren't. The worst thing you can do is present a picture that you can't follow up with or back up with, and the first image is the one that we got. And the worst thing that you can do is change, trying to be you later on, when somebody's going to say you've changed from what we thought, which will be the absolute truth. Tons of people try to represent themselves in ways that they can't back up. Entrepreneurs, job seekers, all of those type of people, they pretend to be somebody that they aren't. Anyway, so I'm suggesting be as authentic as you can, and let us tell you what we see or what we buy into, because there's ways that we can choose to help you, because that's what a lot of us will do. We will help you on your way, because that's how we got there. Okay, a ton of people have helped me get where I'm going, because I'm not where I'm going yet. I have much more of a vision. I'm just passing through this one, and it's helping me to get my word out to a lot of people. But I didn't do it. I got selected to do it, or something that I wanted to do in the first place. And so, but it's not just me. My producer now has got his voice out around the world. And so, anyways, I'm not sure he's aware of that, but that's what
we
hear.
No, I'm aware of it.
Pardon?
I said, no, I'm aware of it.
Okay, so be like who you are and like what you got, because we see it anyway, because there. But anyway, I hear the music, which means my way, which means I like to let you know all the things you like doing, have been doing, can do. You can indeed do it your way. All I'm trying to do is get you to recognize it can be done your way. Anyway, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up, because we also tell those people how they can do it their way, because you are the entrepreneur that you are, and you can only do it your way, but you can't do any of it without the assistance of all of us. So go do it.